just gonna win. Yeah, we're taking over. Come on! The floor with a flower in your hand, trying to tell me no one understands. Trading your hours for a handful of dimes, gonna make it, baby, in our prime. Get together one more time. 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 Get it all together. Get the whole thing together, babe. I tell you, we gotta get it all together. One more time.
Thank you. Name. special that I've been promising to show you.
Jack, do you mean it?
Only if it pleases you.
Oh, it pleases more than anything.
Always go now. Because I'll be here for a short while.
Everything that guy just said is bullshit. Thank you.
On a highway bound for nowhere, I ran my fingers through my tangled hair as I pulled in for another tank of freedom. With 100 miles behind me and a million more to go, I was trying to put some distance between us. I turned on the radio and a voice came over sweet and low, and I didn't know the tears were gonna start. What amazed me even more is I'd never heard that song before, but somehow I knew each word by on a payphone at a truck stop. Said a prayer as a quarter dropped. Oh, please be home. I know that I was wrong. Honey, don't talk, just listen. I think I found what I was missing in a song I heard tonight on the radio.
There's an old saying in music, and it goes like this. If there's a rock and roll heaven, you know they've got to have a hell of a band. Well, tonight, we'll explore this phenomenon as we go up through the clouds, onto the stages, and behind the music of rock and roll heaven. Heaven. And every day, thousands of young hopefuls arrive by bus accident or other means, all vying for one thing, to make it big. But for the recently dead Jim Morrison, heaven was proving to be anything but.
When I first got here, I was like, whoa, it's like Candid Camera, man. For sure I was going to hell, one of God's little tricks. Anyway, I was thinking about some sort of revenge, so I decided to start a supergroup.
And Morrison chose his supergroup wisely. On lead guitar, Jimi Hendrix. On harmony vocals, Janis Joplin. On drums, the legendary Keith Moon. Morrison recruited the great Buddy Holly on rhythm guitar, and finally a wild card, Louis Armstrong on trumpet. They were to be the greatest band of all time, and they called themselves the Great Frog Society.
Okay, so now I've broke on through, but I still got a question for you. Now we're on the other side, what do we do? Now that we died, not this side, the other side, not this side, the adjacent side, yeah.
Luckily for the band, in the audience at one of their earlier performances was record producer and son of God, Jesus Christ.
When I first heard the Great Frog Society, I was like, oh my dad. I signed them immediately.
Their first release, Mourn the Great Frog Society, was an immediate success. And from the start, the band was the talk of heaven.
The Great Frog Society is the best band ever.
Oh my God, they're the best ever.
But offstage, things were falling apart.
But offstage, things were falling apart as a registered trademark of VH1 and Beyond the Music.
The immense success of the band led to infighting and a clash of egos.
I gotta tell you, man, your vibes are really bumming me out.
No, man, I'm the Great Frog Society guy, man. I can do anything.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Come on, man. We're here for the music, you know?
Well, I'll tell you this much. If this doesn't get any better, then I quit.
Hey, everybody. How's all the fussing and fighting? Every time I get mad, I just sing a song. Squap bop loo bop and say bye. Keep on loop a loo.
That's it. I quit!
Adding to the mounting pressure was the band's increasing frustration with Morrison's new girlfriend, famed aviatrix Amelia Earhart.
Hey, guys, it's my new gal, Amelia. Sing your song. She wrote it. It's great. Listen.
Yeah.
Hey, guy, don't you know you have my heart? Love me, guy. You're my forever guy. Okay, guy.
That's awful.
Okay,
that's
hey.
Awful.
Okay,
But the worst news was yet to come. When on January 28, 1982, Jim Morrison received a phone call informing him that his bandmate and longtime friend, Buddy Holly, had been reincarnated as a sheep.
We lost Buddy, man. Is it recording? No, no music, man. No Doors. I think I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Dubbed The Day the Music Was Reincarnated, it proved to be a death knell for the band. It was the end of the Great Frog Society. And for the next few years, the band members went their separate ways. Jim Morrison was reincarnated as this little girl. Jimi Hendrix became a businessman. Janis Joplin came back as a sumo wrestler. And Louis Armstrong became a tree stump. But the Great Frog Society are nothing if not survivors. And we end tonight's Behind the Music with exclusive footage of the surviving members' reunion as they perform the Doors classic, The End. For the Great Frog Society, it's most certainly the beginning.
This is the end. My only friend, the end. A more elaborate plan, the end.
Father? Yes, son. I want to kill you. Mother? I want to. Ah!
not. When I came upon her, she was unattended.
No, that's quickly.
Put a check on there. Pick up this.
She was unattended because I went to the back to get the brochure that she requested.
I apologize, but it's too late. The transaction has been completed.
Well, then you're going to give me half the commission.
You will receive none of the commission.
Yeah, I need to talk to Paula. This is crazy, man.
This is bullshit. Every time I make a sale, you go crying to Paula. How about Jesse Jackson? Oh, Jesse, he needs a cause.
Sick of you poaching my customers.
I'm sick of your crybaby bullshit.
You want to take the shit outside? You want to just take it outside and just squash it?
Let's stay inside so everybody can see what a pussy you have, okay? Because when I remove the blade I keep in my boot from a sheath, I can't return it until it has spilled blood.
Look, listen to me. You are fucking with the wrong nigga.
Hey, you're fucking with the wrong son, nigga, okay?
Dude, I will hang your old ass by your turban.
Oh, turban now? Do you see any fucking turban here? Do I talk like a turban guy? Do I say, hey, Jay, do you want a Slurpee? You want a Slurpee? Fuck you, okay? I was born in Brooklyn, okay? My accent is a fucking Brooklyn accent, okay? Okay?
All right, man, calm down, dude. Look, you still covering my shift on Friday or what?
If I can keep this commission, with pleasure.
Cooling. All right, Pop.
No problem.
I could do that.
Wait. Last thing. I'm also going to need that extended warranty on it for the price of on the house.
That I can't do.
Now don't be a Negro, be my nigga. All right, help me out.
Hold on. I ain't nobody's nigga.
Well, I mean, you somebody's nigga wearing this nigga tie.
Now you're being condescending. See, You've been warned, all right? Let's move forward amicably.
Okay, well, so check this out. First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Mm-hmm. Watch your mouth and help me with the sale.
Okay, see, now you found yourself a nigga. You were looking for a nigga? Nigga here now, see? Okay.
Today's forecast, dark and cloudy, and chance of drive-by.
You want to go?
I suggest you move back.
Then Nick, fire off.
Uh-oh.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do, Mr. Floor Manager? Go get him, Tiger.
This shit just got rigged.
What you going to do, bitch?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. You know Luke and Perry from 20th and 25th?
You ever heard of Rolling 20s, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Since I was 16, nigga. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Frosty. You know what I'm saying? Spoon. Nigga, okay. We fuck dwarves in the ass.
Nigga, this dwarf here don't got to be tall. Let's pull a trigger off of somebody's face,
oh,
nigga.
Oh, please, fine. Good afternoon. Back up. What's up?
Hey, what?
Well, welcome to Smart Tech.
Hey, is this your boy?
Yeah, nigga, we will both mash you. What?
Hey, how can we help you, sir?
No. He don't need no help. He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. Slow, but he got it. See, what he thought was he could come up in here and make the rules, but now he see that Jay make the rules in Smart Tech. Then I run this bitch, and now he about to bounce.
This your boy?
Yeah, that's my boy, Nick. We rep the same Smart Tech.
You just got fucked up with him. Both y'all niggas gonna get clapped up when I get back. Both of y'all niggas.
What did I do?
It don't fucking matter. Yeah, well, aim high, Willis. Aim high.
Please don't do this.
Too hot to handle.
I tell you, they're both very physical young men. Their strength is very deceiving, too. Very strong and powerful.
Both the Steiners were All-Americans at the University of Michigan.
Pounds, but it doesn't bother the Steiners, doesn't faze them at all. And I think woman right now, well, I don't know what she's thinking. It looks like she's having some second thoughts.
Bob, look at the upper body development on these two mass men.
Gosh.
They are huge. 565, they got to be more than that 600-pound combined weight range. I think that may be a mind game there. They're big.
They are
huge. Look at their arms. They got to be 20, 22-inch arms.
Those tremendous chests and those shoulders, too. You can tell that they're extremely powerful men. And as physical and as strong and powerful as the Steiners are, Jim, I don't know whether they can get in there and just match strength for strength against guys like this.
The Steiners have always been able to use their power when they had to. But will their power be enough against these two big guys? Straight right hand as the referee tried to break. And Doom, we'll call him Doom number one. He's in there, the first man legal. Clothesline in the back of the head.
Almost cut his head off from behind with that one.
Your people wouldn't even put the same controls on their guns as they do on their dogs, their bicycles, their cats, and their automobiles.
I don't care about all that. I just don't want you to go out and commit murder.
Please, Billy, please.
We'll go someplace else, someplace where it doesn't have to be like this.
Oh, really? Tell me, where is that place? Where is it? In what remote corner of this country? No, the entire goddamn planet. Is there such a place where men really care about another and really love each other? Now, you tell me where such a place is, and I promise you that I'll never hurt another human being as long as I live. Just one place! That's what I thought.
We'll be right back.
ridiculous. Do you know what he's trying to do? They'll arrest him. They'll court-martial him.
Silence.
They'll lock him up and throw away the keys, and you just stand there like the Nook of the North. Why don't you help him, for God's sake? I thought he was...
Lesson 22. Blessed silence.
To see you go, I don't even want to be there. I will cover up my eyes and pray it goes away. You only lived a minute of your life. I must be dreaming. Please stop screaming.
I don't like to hear you cry. You just don't know how deep that cuts me.
So I will cover up my eyes, and it will go. Only lived a minute of your life. I must be dreaming. Please stop screaming. Someone called me.